with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fires are once again threatening homes and businesses in the West. Four homes and six other structures have been destroyed by a wildfire sweeping through central Oregon as thousands of homes in the state and in Northern California remain under evacuation orders. Eric Perkins, Operations Section Chief for Oregon's Department of Forestry, says they're starting to get the upper hand on the flat fire in Deschutes County.
Things are looking really good. We're going to make sure that the stuff is all tied in on the Deschutes River Canyon side of things. We're getting there. We have this old fire scar here, this Alder Springs fire scar from earlier in the summer. The fire has checked up on that. So, again, looking good.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says crime-plagued cities all across the country would be wise to welcome federal assistance from President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Mexican cartel kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada has pleaded guilty to federal charges related to his role in the violent drug trade. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points. The Nasdaq dropped 47. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, including serving as a station on the Underground Railroad. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced this week the U.S. will pause issuing work visas to some foreign truck drivers.
Secretary Rubio warned that they're endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers. That left some in the trucking industry wondering if many drivers would be affected. The short answer is no. The announcement comes as a deadly Florida crash involving a foreign truck driver who was in the U.S. illegally was much publicized. Harjinder Singh was charged with three counts of vehicular homicide. John Scott reporting.
Elon Musk on Monday targeted Apple and OpenAI in an antitrust lawsuit, alleging that the iPhone maker and the ChatGPT maker are teaming up to thwart competition in artificial intelligence. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.